B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show.
Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kind of hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missinelli Show. We're live from Hooters. How about that? King of Prussia. The first time we've been out of the studio in, I don't know, how many days?
365.
When's the last time we were actually out of the studio doing a show?
Literally one year ago today.
Right, was
one
it the
year
5th
ago
or the
today?
6th?
It was the 5th.
September 5th.
Yeah.
September 5th, we were out of the studio.
It was the 4th.
The 4th.
366 days, yeah, for Penn's Landing for the Eagles.
Oh,
opener.
That's right. It was the kickoff. But yep. It was Eagle related.
Yep.
So here we are today at Hooters because we're not on TV today. I know people are going to miss us on TV because you're watching the Phillies. And the Phillies are leading 1-0. We'll keep you abreast of the Phillies game. You don't actually have to watch it. Yeah, you want to listen to this radio show because it's time to get plugged in. And I got to ask people, are we plugged in yet? Are we plugged in to the Eagle season yet? Are you sensing anything, Tyrone?
I'm sensing people are nervous.
People are nervous. So let's roll with the nervousness part of it. The reason why they are nervous is because fill in the blanks.
Whoa.
The reason why they're nervous is because of Carson Wentz.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Because no matter what they want to say out there about being confident about this team, there is some lingering Carson trepidation. Now, I'm sorry that that's not alliterate, but it doesn't blend together. But there is Carson trepidation out there. The fans are afraid that he's not going to last an entire season. That is the only negative thought in this whole process about the Eagles getting to the Super Bowl. That is the whole crux of the problem.
It is, and then you compound that with the fact that Nick Foles was a capitalist and actually wanted money,
yeah.
So he's no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
The security blanket is now gone.
That is true. The Eagle fan base liked having a security blanket.
For sure.
And now they don't. They have Josh McCown, and he is he's three-game Josh. That's the max you're going to get out of Josh McCown. So what is it that people really are afraid of with Carson Wentz? It's got to be more than him getting hurt. They've seen him play an amazing season, and they saw him play a lackluster season. And we look at it now and say, okay, he played lackluster season because he had a crack in his back. And who plays well with a cracked bone in his back? But is it more than that? Do we actually believe in Carson Wentz as a quarterback?
Whew, I didn't expect you to ask that.
It's the reality question of the day. Do we really? Because I have not heard. Preseason is gone for 4 weeks. He hasn't played. So we don't have any kind of frame of reference to talk about him. But he is right now an unknown to a lot of people. Not to me. I think if he's healthy, he's going to have a great season. I think they're going to crush the Redskins in this game where we're going to refer to them today as Washington.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's politically incorrect.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
So Washington will get destroyed. And I'm thinking like 31-10 in this game and an easy cover for the Eagles.
I think I had 34-14, so we got the same spread.
All right, yeah. So, but here's the thing. I want to explore what is your deepest fears about Wentz. And a lot of them could be as plain as we think he's brittle, he's going to get injured, they don't have a backup like Foles that can carry it. Or the other thing is, well, no, he's I don't know, he just doesn't connect with me. the last frame of reference you have is him not connecting as a quarterback. So we have to, like, kind of go to the next level on him and trust him that he is that MVP type of level quarterback.
You know what's funny, Mike? The last time, what I remember is him with a broken back driving down in that Dallas game to force that game into overtime. Now, it is not his fault that NFL rules state if Dallas drove down and got a touchdown, he didn't get another shot at it. That's what I remember. With a broken back on the road, he battled, got down the field, and they tied the game. I think he has that it factor. I do. I'm a believer. But there's people out there that say, one, he can't stay healthy. And then there's a bunch of people out there, and I don't know what they're thinking, that think, oh, well, Foles ran the offense better. I think they're crazy, and a lot of times they're afraid to say it out loud when he's actually playing. They wait till Foles is playing, then they go, see, he runs the offense better. But there are people out there, and I don't want them to hide today. They think that Foles was a better team quarterback. He spread the ball around better, blah, blah, blah.
People are afraid of Carson Wentz not spreading the ball around. We've taken a lot of calls saying he has only eyes for Ertz. Well, to me, if you're looking at a field and there's only a guy open, you're going to have eyes for that guy. If there are multiple people open, which I believe the Eagles will have this year, his eyes will be completely different. But I want to really get into how you feel about Carson Wentz. This is a truth serum. Now, you're calling. We don't know who you are. It's not like you're going to be on the nightly news with this opinion. Just give us an anonymous opinion on how you really feel about this particular quarterback and what faith you have in him. When you look at it on paper, you go, okay, he's a big, strong kid. He's a pretty smart kid. He can throw and make any throw in the book. We forget that when he was really strong physically, the escapability he had, the strength in the pocket that he had, the ability to squirm out of situations and make plays with his feet or get out of the pocket and extend a play and make a play. I think all of that has been forgotten because of what happened last year. So it's a matter of, you got to trust him. Is he the quarterback the first year or is he the quarterback the second year?
And I think that it's a little bit of both. He raised his completion percentage last year. He was not as great in the red zone. But I think he played with a lot of toughness last year, something he really didn't have to do the year before. I think he's everything that you want in a quarterback. I honestly feel really, really good right now, but I'm not feeling it in the city. I'm not even sure if I'm feeling it in this Hooters, if people feel great about the season.
No, they're apprehensive. Look at them.
Look, I see some Flyers gear. Right, I see Phillies gear. I see one guy in Eagles gear right
there.
This
guy is more optimistic about the Flyers season than he is the Eagles. All right, so here's the update on Antonio Brown, the drama. And I love this. I have to laugh at this because it reminds me so much of the T.O. stuff. All right, so Antonio Brown, and you know that he's been jerking their chain all preseason. It's hysterical. He obviously did not want to play in the preseason, and he has this helmet thing he carried on for a long time. It was the foot thing first, then it was the helmet thing. And now they sent him a notice about that Mike Mayock, the general manager, in conjunction, no doubt, with Gruden, who's hiding behind the butt cheeks of Mike Mayock in here and letting him take all the heat for this, they fine him $54,000. Now, obviously, that is gone. When you're dealing with an insane guy and you expect him to be sane, you're the problem. Now, we all know Mike Mayock, and we had him on the show many times, and if Mike Mayock thinks that he can treat Antonio Brown like any other player and that, like, the front office rules and the player doesn't, then he hasn't been paying attention to the NFL at all. There are people out there that are insane. T.O. was insane. And when they poked a bear, they got more insanity. These people think if they poked a bear of an insane guy, they're going to get sanity. All that does is make an insane guy more insane. Today, like, T.O., does sit-ups on his driveway. Today, Antonio Brown threatens to punch Mayock, punts a football, and says, now fine me for that.
Is he okay?
Who, Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
No, he's insane. He's totally insane.
Like, but I mean, he might be actually.
So was T.O.
T.O. Right. was insane, too.
I know.
But when you get an insane guy, what do you expect?
I mean,
You get an insane guy. Hey, look, if it's me, I go, all right, Antonio Brown, he's going to help our team. He's totally insane. So I can't, like, fine him. I got to kind of put up with his crap or we don't get him. If you're going to get him, you got to put up with the crap. These guys think that they're going to go to reform school all of a sudden because they're in an organization. Like, I don't get it. 610-632-0975. Now they're going to suspend him for a game. Now, you think that's going to make it better or worse?
It's going to make it worse. And now they're talking, there's rumors that they're trying to void the $30 million that they chose to guarantee him when they traded for him. They decided to give him extra money.
Uh-huh. And Mr. Tough Guy Gruden, and that Hard Knocks came off like Popeye the Sailor Man, right? With his big forearms, is doing nothing about this. He's afraid. He's scared to death of Antonio Brown. All right, 610-632-0975. Here's who we have today. Early in the show, we're going to get some stats that lead you into this Sunday game with the Washington with Hembo. That's right, Paul Hembokidis from the ESPN show Get Up. We'll have some facts for us at 2:45. And then we'll roll 3:30 with a little fantasy football action with Eric Carabel. First fantasy football discussion of the year. And again, you can email me with your questions for fantasy football for this week at MikeMiss@975thefanatic.com or on Twitter a little closer when we get to 3:30, which is MikeMiss975 on Twitter. It is the Mike Missinelli Show live at Hooters, King of Prussia. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's the Mike Missinelli Show at Hooters, the King of Prussia, live. Give you an update on the Phillies. You're not going to like it. The 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson, the HVAC Lion Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street, Philadelphia today. Equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Time to start the Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an injury replacement in stock. Just visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie Eganoff, how are you today, Nat?
I'm fantastic, Mike. How are you?
Awesome.
Thanks, Mike. We have over 400 votes on this one so far. It's a Truth Serum Twitter poll. Do you believe in Carson Wentz? 92% say yes, franchise quarterback. 7% say no, can't stay healthy. 1% say no, Foles was better.
Okay. and that 92% would indicate that the fan base loves Carson Wentz. But if the question were, are you scared of Carson Wentz, the percentage would be different.
Well, it was believe. Do people really believe?
Yeah. Well, listen, we're all going to say we believe in him. But are you scared of him? That's where I get the trepidation is, I'm scared. I'm afraid. For two reasons. Number one, he could get hurt. Number two, is he as good as we think he is?
Yeah, I just don't get it.
It's the trepidation. I understand it totally. My people.
You understand.
I understand. I understand the people. I understand why. However, in this particular, with this particular team, I have absolutely no worries at all. All right, now, the Phillies, last night, they lose. And Tyrone, the reactor. Tyrone, you tweeted last night, you're done with him.
Yep.
Already?
Yep.
No, see, this is the thing. Like, one loss. You know they were going to lose. So what did they have to do? They had to, like, win 24 straight?
No, I needed a four-game sweep of the Reds team. That's all I needed.
And they're going to wind up splitting because they're down 3-1 now because Jason Vargas, who is an affront to me as a guy who follows baseball, Jason Vargas is an affront to me.
You hate him
I hate
what he is.
Guys like him.
Yes.
Yes. I don't like nibbler 86-mile-an-hour guys. It's an affront to baseball in the year 2019.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he just gave up a monster home run that tied the game or put him ahead.
No, that put him down 2-1.
Put him ahead 2-1, and then They brought Gabe Kapler comes out and gets him and brings it. Who did he bring in there to give up the home run?
I didn't see. Hughes?
Bring in Hughes?
Ugh.
Hughes flopped his way into the game, and he promptly gave up a home run. So it's 3-1 now, Cincinnati.
Yes, it's disgusting.
But it doesn't matter what happens in this game. If they win this game, are you back in?
No.
You're out. Last night was the indicator for you.
Yeah, last night was the indicator to me. What they have to be able to do to pull this off, to have any chance, is to put together an actual winning streak. They can't do it. They can't put together a winning streak, I'm out.
We talked about them going 18-8.
Yeah.
Last night, it was one loss.
Now they got to go 17-7.
So they're allowed 7 more losses.
Yeah, but they can't be to the Reds. They got to use up those losses to the Red Sox and to the Nationals and to the Braves. They can't afford to lose. And they got to sweep these Mets maybe too.
That was your qualifier on Tuesday. They had to sweep the Reds.
They had to sweep the Reds.
You didn't actually think they were going to sweep this team.
Yes, I did. And they should have. If Nola pitches like an ace last night, they do sweep. They put up 5 runs.
But they're losing today. You thought Vargas was going to beat Sonny Gray?
They got Sonny Gray up out the game. They got Sonny Gray out the game.
It was 1-0. What are the chances that Vargas and the bullpen were going to win this game 1-0?
It's 3-1. I believe the Phillies are going to score 4 runs in this game tonight.
And they're going to win this game?
I believe they're going to score 4 runs. That doesn't mean they won't give up 12, but I think they're going to score 4 runs. So if they can keep it to 3, they'll win this game. But they can't be losing to the bad teams. I can't have it. Like, it makes me nuts. Them losing to these bad teams. I can't take it. Every night, it's disgusting when I watch them lose to these bad teams. I can't take it.
Very upset.
I mean, the Reds are terrible. What are you doing? You get it to 5-5, and then right at the bottom of the inning, you give up the home run, and just like that, it's 6-5.
I thought you were going to feel good about last night's game, even though they lost, because Club Tyrone represented.
Oh, yeah.
He had a good night.
Adam Haseley with a great center field catch.
The best.
I thought that was going to, like, take the edge off of you today.
It was the best center field play I've seen since Willie Mays, but it didn't work. Wasn't enough.
Willie Mays?
Saw it in the video. Polo Grounds.
How about Ken Griffey Jr.?
It was the best one.
He made those plays every week.
Listen, he had 10 gold gloves. Looks like Haseley might have a few.
Yeah. Haseley would be a great defensive replacement. I'm not denying it.
Can't have this.
All right, 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
How are you, Michael?
And what's going on, Gene?
I couldn't agree with Tyrone Moore. I'm out. I am officially out. Whoever wants it can have my spot on the bandwagon. I'm done.
Come on, man. They're going to bring it back in. They're going to win a couple games against them. Maybe sweep the Mets, and you're going to be right back in.
Nope, not at all. I'm tired of it. Like you said yesterday, it's like having your fingernails pulled out. No. I am so looking forward to this weekend. Carson Wentz is like my million-dollar sports car that I've had in the garage. I can't wait to pull the wraps off it and take it out for a ride.
It's great. I love your opinion. You have noticed, though, that most of the people that have been analyzing this upcoming Eagle season haven't had that same opinion. They haven't rallied behind the family of Carson Wentz.
Oh, no. I am so looking forward to this. The fact that, as Tyrone pointed out earlier, what he did with a broken back, just the guy's a warrior. And all my doubts are gone. I'm 100% in on the Eagles. Can't wait for it, to be honest with you. It's going to be, if nothing else, a super exciting season because they have all the talent in the world. You know, I realize games aren't won on paper, but there's no reason not to be excited.
Like all right, brother. I like it. I like your enthusiasm. I'm excited as well. But I'm more of excited in a matter-of-fact way. I'm a matter-of-fact guy. Like, I know they're good. I know they're going to kill this team. And they're going to get off and running. And there's only one spot in the schedule that I really worry about, them losing games. And they're only going to lose 4 games. So, like, it's not going to turn out any worse than that. In my opinion.
You're a measured individual. And I really wish that, I hope that with more wisdom I can get there.
Yeah.
I'm almost shot out of a cannon about this game. I'm up here and I know they're going to win the game. I'm way up. I'm at level 20. You're able to, like, be able to just ride the wave.
Well, I am, because what I know, watching sports all these years, I know good is good, right? Like, when you come into a season and you know your team's good, there's a comfort in that. You know?
Yeah.
And you don't have to con yourself. You don't have to wish or hope or anything. You know they're a good, deep team. And if they're a good, deep team, and they're picked by everybody. Forget about the Philadelphia fan base. Because I've been watching these guys on Twitter, these haters on Twitter. You guys always set yourself up for a fall. It's like, what are you talking about? This is a good team. We're just not saying it's a good team. The whole football world is saying they're a good team. The people in Las Vegas are saying they're a good team. So, like, what are we missing? You just ride it. Right? You're not going to jinx them by thinking they're going to be a good team.
No, I agree with that. I'm not worried about a jinx.
By the way, this story, Shiel Kapadia, who's one of our one of the good guys that cover the team for The Athletic.
He's covering the whole league now.
He's covering the league.
Yeah.
He's got the NFC East, the Eagles winning 11-5.
Yeah.
He's got them 11-5. I can't come up with five losses on the schedule.
I agree with you.
I'm going to try to come up with five losses.
You can come up with it, but if you put a gun to my head and said 13 or 11, mm-hmm. I'd take 13. That's where I think 12's the number, but if I had to quibble one way or the other, I'd go extra win, not extra loss.
Does he have as his fifth?
He doesn't list it?
No. I'm going to go game by game and try to figure it out, because I've got him winning 12, losing only four, with one of those losses being a game in Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's like shooting 85 with a 7. Right? Yes. You get a couple 7s in there, you still shoot 85. All right, let's go to... do we have a clock here? Oh, there it is.
Oh, is it blocked?
Yeah, that's all right. I got it. I see the second hand. That's all I need.
My menu was blocking it.
Let's go to Jim in Havertown. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Mike, you ain't accounting for the hiccup loss, brother. We all seen it a million times. You said you've been watching sports a little longer than me, you old-timer, you.
The hiccup loss is Buffalo.
You got the one you're predicting, but a 10 other people that I talked to are going to predict a different one. So I'm saying there might be two hiccups during the season. So
if they're predicting a different one, they're still coming out 12-4.
No.
If you think they're going to beat Buffalo, what's the other hiccup? I got to listen to Buffalo and Washington.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. So all there's two hiccups.
Inside the division, you go 1-1, don't we? With the good teams. You going to tell me we're not going to lose to Dallas this year?
I got Dallas as a loss. I got one loss Dallas, one loss Washington, one loss Buffalo, and the other loss is Green Bay or Atlanta.
I'll give you another quick one, just like off the top of my head. Like I said, within the division, we lose games. You know, you go 1-1 in the division usually. I'm not saying all the time.
4-2, brother. What do you want from me?
I'll throw the Giants out for you. Hey, Mike, at the beginning of the show, you said, listen to us, I'll keep you updated on the Phillies.
Yeah.
Is it all right if I do both? Can I watch the Phillies and listen to you?
You can do that. If you've got the brain power to do that, Jim, and I know you do.
No, I don't have the brain power. I got to turn the sound down.
Sound down on the Phillies game, and you can listen to us.
I think I can figure out what's going on during the Phillies game. I'm not quite sure.
You can actually watch it on TV and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, baseball.
Because we're not listening to the broadcast right now. We're doing a show and watching the Phillies game.
Of course, yes. Like most people should be, right?
Exactly.
People love to multitask, Mikey. Why not, right?
Exactly. Multitasking right now.
Hey, brother, what's the name? Tell Tyrone... Even aces lose. I've never heard of an ace not having a loss.
Tyrone's right. He's right next to me. You want me to tell him?
Tyrone,
even aces lose.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you. Yeah. All right, I did it, Jim.
Yeah. We were talking about the freaking plain and simple here, but he told me he needs to pitch like an ace last night.
Yeah,
aces have bad games.
They haven't won the last three starts of Aaron Nola.
Right. Now, the other two weren't his fault. But last night, they scored 5 runs. If he does his 7 innings, 2-run thing, they probably win that game, and the sweep is intact.
Well, possibly. And especially when they had to use 6 relievers the night before.
Right. This was the time.
That was his job yesterday.
Right, to do that. Now, I know he's not going to be perfect, but Verlander, the ace guys that we're talking about, if he's those guys, Verlander would have done what?
The ace guys that we're talking about throw 95.
Well, you've talked about that, Mike.
Yes. And I know Nola is technically an ace, but a guy who throws 92 is more likely to have a bad game than a 95 guy. But the Phillies are pecking away here.
I told you.
There we go.
It is jetpacks. Scores a run. And it's 3-2 now.
With two men on.
Who got that hit?
Adam Haseley. Another ribby from Haseley.
Haseley with a doink to left field, which is what he does.
He's going
to
get free drinks all weekend at Club Tyrone.
He's a ground ball doinker. We love him.
I mean, I love him. You hate him.
I don't hate him. Dude. I don't hate him. What have I been consistent
fourth
about?
Fourth outfielder.
He's a fourth outfielder.
Okay, who's better, Haseley or Nick Williams?
Haseley.
All right, we'll get there. We'll get him in the Hall of Fame eventually. I'm going to keep moving him up. Keep moving him up.
All right. 610-632-0975. He's Del Unser. He's Greg Gross. That's what he is.
Greg Gross.
Yeah, back in the day when they had those left-handed outfielders that they brought off the bench, could occasionally start a game, could occasionally pinch hit, late inning defensive replacement. That's what he is. He will next year be the chief defensive replacement for Andrew McCutchen.
I believe he has a higher ceiling than
he will be.
He's a first-round pick.
Eighth inning Adam.
I can't deal with this disrespect.
We're going to argue about this for the next year, too.
You think he's going to be the starter center field next year?
I do.
Everyday starter center field.
I do. I think he's going to play 145 games next year in center field, and I think he's going to lift weights and develop a little bit more power. Yeah. Just like jetpacks.
He's going to lift weights.
Yeah. Like, he is a little smallish right now. He's frail right now. I will admit that. But he also is to the majors a little quicker than was expected. But he was a first-round pick. He's the eighth pick in the draft. Yeah, I think he has a higher ceiling than you do.
These old-timers here. Is he Del Unser? Is he Del Unser or Greg Gross? There's an old-timer right there. Is that what he is? He Del Unser or Greg Gross, right? That's what he is.
Yeah.
He's a notch below Von Hayes.
See, I'm about to flip this table.
Von Hayes hit home runs.
If he's not better than Von Hayes.
That's not true.
There you go, Egan.
I can't take that. Oh, my heart.
All right, let's go to Ryan in South Jersey. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Nothing much. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Carson, anybody who's doubting him, in my opinion, they need to get out of the fan base. If you look at what he did when we were 11-2 and he went down in L.A., you can't doubt what he can do as a player.
I'm not doubting it, but you know there are people out there that are.
Oh, and I'm talking to them directly. I hope they're listening.
No, if they weren't, there would be more buzz about Carson this preseason. There really hasn't been a lot of buzz about him.
And if you look at all the targets he now has around him, and Zach Ertz said in the beginning of the season, I think it was, when camp started, it's the best offense he's ever seen on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Carson stays 100% healthy, which I think he will. In my opinion, we're going to the Super Bowl. That's what I personally think. As long as we can get past the Saints and the Rams, which shouldn't be an issue. We already beat the Rams, the Saints, you know, change a couple things in that game. Again, we have more weapons. I can see it happening.
I agree with you. I think they win the NFC East. I mean, the NFC.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we have the division already. I'm not worried about that.
The reason why. They're going to have, I think, the best record in the conference.
Yeah, listen, when you guys are saying the 12-4, I agree on that. I don't agree, though, on your Dallas loss.
You think they're going to sweep Dallas?
I can see it happening. Why not?
Well, of course, why not? But you actually think it's going to happen? What are the chances that happens?
They usually
split with Dallas, and Dallas is a pretty good team. It's not like they're a stiff. You could make the case that they'll sweep the Giants or they'll sweep the Redskins. You know, sweeping Dallas is just wishful thinking.
Yeah, I can agree there. What week do we play that? The second game?
It's coming up in October, I believe. It's the first game.
That's the second game with them?
No, that's the first game.
Yeah, when's the second one?
The second one is in December.
Yeah.
Yes,
so it would be a meaningful game.
Yes.
Yeah, so I can see it happening. Like you said, it is wishful thinking, but without our offenses right now, we're stacked 100%. We have the depth.
You're on board, brother. I like it. All right, man. Let's go over the schedule here. Let me see where the danger spots will be. So I'll see if I can get five losses here. All right. Well, Washington, no. At Atlanta, everybody thinks it's going to be a loss. I don't trust the Falcons at all. So I don't think that's going to be a loss.
I don't blame you. No, I don't trust them either. I have that as
Yeah, everybody's like, well, you know, they've had triple revenge for like a lot of games.
Quadruple revenge.
Right, and they still can't pull it off in the end. So Detroit, I think Eagles will get off to a 3-0 start and then lose Thursday night at Green Bay.
That's tough. Short week on the road.
Yes.
If they somehow win that game, then
Yeah, it's a short week for Green Bay, too, but they're home.
That's what I mean, a short weekend on the road. If they somehow win that game, now they're in an elite class, but I agree with you.
All right. Jets.
No, that's slaughter.
You win.
They're terrible.
That's a win. Now, here we go with the three on the road. They could lose two of these three, but I only think they're going to lose one of them. Wait, no, I've got them losing two.
Yeah, you do.
I've got them losing too. Right, so they'll win at Minnesota, lose at Dallas. Wait a minute.
See?
No.
Maybe that's where his fifth comes in.
All right, let's go this way. Lose at Minnesota, beat Dallas in Dallas, big high, coming off a high, going to Buffalo, third game in a row on the road, lose to Buffalo.
That would be the most likely scenario if it played out. Because Alpha lost, they stomp Buffalo.
Right. So that's three losses. Bears at home coming off a Buffalo loss, they will demolish the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots at home.
Off the bye.
Win.
Yes,
off the bye.
Oh, man.
All right, win. Seattle. Well, Seattle, if that game was in Seattle, I would take the Seahawks. But do they beat the Patriots and the Seahawks back-to-back?
I actually think they do
because
the game's home. Seahawks coming across the country.
Okay, I'll go there. At Miami, win. Giants win. At Washington, loss.
You had that.
That's my fourth loss.
And then look at the rest of the schedule.
Dallas home. Well, that means they'll sweep Dallas then.
Well, here's the thing.
That's where it could be five losses. Could be five losses if they lose to that second game to Dallas at home. Dallas will probably need it, so that could be the five.
Dallas would need it probably for a while.
I'm still going four, but that could be the fifth.
That could be the fifth, and for some reason, every projection has every team down because I'm pretty sure usually it takes more than 11 to get a bye. In his scenario, they win 11, but they get the 2 seed and get a bye. And most years that isn't the case. So everybody's kind of compressing wins right now.
Now people say you're nuts. They lose at Washington. Well, here's my rationale on that. The Redskins are a fluky team all the time. They always seem to pull off an upset when you least expect it. By then, the new quarterback will be in, and he'll have like six games under his belt.
Yeah, and I think that kid can play some.
Yeah, so they'll win that game.
I can go. Your All scenario's right. Not crazy. I have them at 12. But and the scariest game on the schedule literally is that Buffalo game. If they win Buffalo, then it's 13.
All
That's
right.
Where I'm at.
Coming up, we'll talk to Hembo, ESPN's Get Up Show. You can climb into 610-622-0975. We have, Natalie, you have a major announcement coming up, don't you?
I do.
At 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
A major announcement involving one Natalie Eganoff.
I'm a little nervous, Mike. For the announcement, not for what's happening.
I'm busting to give the announcement.
I know, you're so excited.
I have to wait 10 minutes for this?
Would it be possible without you, Mike?
20 minutes.
20
minutes. A major Natalie announcement.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know, you guys are making me all... I'm excited.
610-632-0975. I'm going to spoil it.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. She's going to be an anchorwoman on Fox News.
Stop it.
Nope.
She got the slot on Fox News after all this time.
Stop it.
Sorry. Mike Misnelli Show. We're live at Hooters back after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, 247 live, Mike Caselli Show at Hooters today. King of Prussia. First time on the road in over a year. So if you're in the neighborhood of Hooters, King of Prussia, stop by, say hello. Yes. Do we have him?
Yeah.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we check in every football season. We're glad to have him back for another season. As we go into the game, we always go deep inside the numbers with our next guest, the man that you see occasionally when they cut to him with his trivia questions that will stump the panel. The great Paul Hembikidis. Hembo from the ESPN show Get Up joins us. Hembo, how are you feeling today?
Lucky miss, you know on TV I'm better seen and not heard, but on this show I appreciate the platform.
I love the way you celebrate when they get it wrong, man.
That's become my thing. It needs to get more and more outrageous. I'm going to start working on props.
It's awesome. All right, so let's get into this. I've tapped into the fear, the Carson trepidation here, and your first statistic going into this game is an interesting one as it pertains to that.
I'll be watching Carson Wentz's decisiveness in the red zone on Sunday. In 2017, Mikey Miss, Wentz had 61 red zone dropbacks without taking a single sack. But last season, Wentz took 4 sacks in the red zone, and the Eagles walked away with only 6 points on those 4 drives, and that contributed to overall team regression. The Eagles were the number one red zone team in the NFL during the 2017 season, but they ranked 24th in the 11 games Wentz started in 2018, from weeks 3 to 14.
All right, now what do you attribute that to? I think one year to the next. When a younger quarterback that's fearless in the red zone, doesn't take a single sack. Last year, 4 sacks in the red zone, they only get 6 points out of it.
I went back and I watched the sacks yesterday. Most of them were on his just inability, or I shouldn't say inability, but he didn't throw the ball away. Like what made Nick Foles so great is that he knew when to throw the ball away. You can't take a sack in the red zone and back yourself up like that. Those are easy scoring opportunities. And also, obviously, the knee just wasn't there the way that it was a year ago when he could play hero ball. My hope and expectation is that his health is back to 2017 for him.
All right. Case Keenum will be starting against the Eagles. The last time he started against the Eagles didn't go very well for him. In fact, I think he's like, what is he, the fourth different quarterback starting for Washington against the Eagles?
That sounds right. His only start against the Eagles came in that NFC Championship game 2 years ago, and Jim Schwartz made one early adjustment that made all the difference, and I think we'll see that again on Sunday. Keenum threw a touchdown pass against an Eagles blitz package, you might recall, on the first drive of that game. So Schwartz only sent 5-plus pass rushers twice in 41 dropbacks after the first quarter, and Mikey Miss, the Vikings never scored again. And over the last 2 seasons, Keenum is the league's 8th-ranked quarterback against the blitz and the league's 23rd-ranked quarterback against the standard rush. On his first or second read, he's great. Once he has to make his way through progressions, he is dreadful.
Yeah, so he does not like the fact that there are some defensive backs or nickel guys flooding the zone. He doesn't like to see multiple opponents out there.
None whatsoever. Like you might remember, this is a sort of an air raid guy coming out of college, and that's how he has played his whole career, first or second read. I think Jim Schwartz rarely sends the house, which is sort of unlike what he likes to do, and that's going to be Case Keenum's undoing on Sunday.
All right. Now, one of the big things in this game that we really haven't focused on, because we think this game, I think it's going to be a joke anyway, but Trent Williams will not play for Washington, and that made the unknown Derek Barnett makes him a key player in this game.
Yeah, should he play? Obviously, he's dealing with an injury. I do expect Derek Barnett to be the Eagles' most impactful defensive player on Sunday. He'll be lined up opposite Donald Penn, the Redskins' backup left tackle, who they just pulled off the street in July. First, opponents averaged only 2.4 yards per rush when running at Barnett last season, Mikey missed. And secondly, Barnett led the Eagles in pass rush win rate on standard rush plays. I just told you, I think that's going to be their strategy. Barnett's a monster. He's good against the run. He doesn't need help from his teammates blitzing to get to the quarterback. I think he plays a huge role on Sunday, and if he's not all 100% healthy, I think Vinnie Curry has to step in that role, and I think he'll do so effectively.
All right, the Eagles, a monster favorite in this game, and that means something, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're a 10-point favorite at most books. And that number should make us all feel really good. Philly has been favored by more than 5 points, 12 times, Mikey Miss, under Doug Peterson. They've won 11 of those 12, and they've covered 8 of those. Further, the Eagles are 3-0 in week one under Doug Peterson and own the best scoring margin of any NFC team in the league in those games. They're plus 38.
I'm laying it. I smell 31-10 here. All right, the Football Power Index. Talk to me about this a little bit.
Yeah, we're gonna recycle this again.
9.8, right? Is that the way it came out? 9.8.
ESPN's Football Power Index has a rosy outlook on the Eagles' season, but their early schedule, other than Week One, is rigorous. Philly is an FPI underdog in 4 of its first 7 games, so 4 of its next 6 after this week, but is favored in each of its last 9, and that, Mikey Miss, is a big reason why the Eagles' schedule front-to-back grades as the easiest of any team in the NFC. Our model projects a 10-win season for the Eagles, one in which they have a 73% chance to make the playoffs and a 61% chance to win the NFC East.
All right, so what games are the FPI underdog? What are the 4? Well, Green Bay, Atlanta?
Yeah, those games on the road are that's what FPI views. So FPI takes into account travel and takes into account location, obviously, too, even more so than most Vegas books do. So that is what FPI is identifying. It's identifying short weeks. It's identifying travel. And that's sort of part of the math that Vegas does as well. I'm guessing the Eagles might be a Vegas dog in those games, too.
All right. Just on another note, as an Eagle fan, you're looking at this team. What are your biggest concerns here? We haven't talked about the Jordan Howard factor. Do you have any stats that would indicate Jordan Howard is on the rise or on the down?
I don't think Jordan Howard is going to be the Eagles' feature back by the end of the season. He was really effective running vertically in Chicago's offense the last couple seasons, but I don't really know that the Eagles are going to go that route. I think Miles Sanders is actually going to emerge by the end of the season. I was talking with Shefty this morning, and he thinks Miles Sanders is going to be the Eagles' lead back by the end of the season. Look, the weapons on this team's offense are not going to be what holds it back, in my judgment. It is going to be whether or not these guys on the edge can create the same amount of pressure that they did last year without Michael Bennett, without Chris Long, and we always have trepidation with these defensive backs. I think on paper these guys should be able to play, but you know how it goes. Sometimes these guys are so undisciplined and they drive you crazy when they're not willing to provide any press coverage, and I think we'll run into that later in the season. But I think week one, I mean, we're playing a Pac-12 team this weekend, in my judgment. I'm with you. I think the Redskins stink.
All right. Any plans to have Antonio Brown on Get Up in the future?
unfortunately, we don't have those cryo chambers over here. Those aren't in my pay grade. But between the helmet and between the feet, that dude is the most narcissistic diva. I mean, he's giving T.O. a run for his money. I mean,
but that's great on TV, isn't it?
Oh man,
bring him on.
I'll take those ratings every day. Those pay the bills, Mikey Miss. I'm a producer now, bro.
That's right. Yeah, he's not going to be doing anything for the next 2 weeks anyway. Might have to give him a call. All right, brother. Baby. Listen, the great talking to you. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
You're a good man.
All right, there he is. Hembo from the ESPN show Get Up with some interesting stats on this first game and this season. FPI underdog in 4 of the 7. Interesting.
But that's all right. And in Vegas, they're only underdogs in 4 games this season out of 16, so it's right in line.
Okay. What would they be an underdog in Atlanta, first game on the road? They crush Washington. They go to Atlanta. They can be an underdog?
Yeah, because Atlanta's probably going to crush whoever they play week one.
All right. 610-632-0975. Don't miss it. 3 o'clock, we have a major announcement. I think, right? Does it have to be in conjunction with...
Yeah, we can't jump the announcement.
We can't jump the announcement.
So, like,
the announcement is being made by someone else.
Yeah, 305.
Not me. I'm just echoing the announcement.
Yes.
305 will be a definite.
I think by then that gives it enough time to breathe so that... Because, you know, there's an embargo.
I know.
Nat has been hired as the press secretary for President Donald Trump.
Nope, that's not it.
Goodbye, sports radio.
All right, we're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.